John Bacay's winger, Dean Lodge, after this afternoon's 4-0 win against Braintree. Dean, when you anticipate games, you look forward to them. Surely you didn't think you'd end up with four goals against a Conference South team, even in your wildest dreams?
No, I've never scored four goals in my life, so just the win, I was happy with the win, to be fair, but to get four goals was a bonus, and we're through to the next round, so bring it on.
And the pick of your goals, that fourth one, talk us through it. Did Phil Williams have anything to say in the dressing room afterwards?
Yeah, I don't think he's talking to it at the moment, so I'm going to have to buy him a drink or something. No, I didn't think it was going in, to be fair, because the keeper was grabbing him back, but I'm not that sort of person. I would have let him score if I thought he would have had the chance. But
and you took a penalty as well for your hat-trick goal. How much pressure were you under there, and how coolly did you put that away?
I'm quite confident in my ability from 12 yards, so I wasn't going to take it, because I actually forgot I was on a hat-trick. I was egging someone else on to take it, and someone reminded me I was on a hat-trick, and then obviously I took the pen, and lucky it went in back of the net.
I guess if you can belt them in from 30 yards in front of three defenders, then just one goalkeeper in the way from 12 yards isn't much of a big deal, is it?
Yeah, no, I was quite confident, obviously, after scoring two before, so my confidence was on the high, so I was just happy that the hat-trick went in.
How much extra space did you have today, given that they had 10 men, and how much did you enjoy that extra space?
Yeah, it was always nice to obviously play against 10 men, but as Wharton found out 2 weeks ago, it's not always easy playing against 10 men, as we showed them. So obviously we was happy we utilised the space well, and obviously we nicked four goals as well, which was a bonus.
And you were obviously the nearest to that red card incident, you're right involved in that. What was your take on it, a definite red card?
Yeah, he came through the back of me. I don't know if he's meant to go for me or what, but he's gone through the back of me, and obviously it's down to the ref the way he sees it. I can only just do my bit.
And you took a bit of a battering. There was a similar challenge at the end of the second half there. How do you keep going from that? Just get up and get on with the game?
Yeah, when people challenge, obviously I get used to challenges. People do want to try and do me all the time, but it just drives me on to do better in the game and just prove everyone wrong.
And of course, you'll take all the plaudits getting four goals, as you should rightly, but it was a real team performance today, wasn't it?
No, definitely. We had to grind that. It wasn't as easy as the scoreline might suggest, because they are from two divisions above. So obviously we'll keep it quite muted. We've done well, and we'll just be happy with the four goals.
And who do you fancy in the next round? Anyone at Kingsmead, eh?
I don't mind, to be fair. I don't mind going away to a good ground. I don't mind. I'm not actually fast. I'm just glad to be in the draw.
And asked Douse earlier like how he keeps the players focused on the next games and not get distracted by the FA Cup. Are you all now just focused on the Eastbourne game on Wednesday? The FA Cup's out of the mind, is it?
I'm just a little here, Simon. Look here. This lad here is an absolute nightmare. Team player, he thinks he's done it all himself. Been there, seen it, done it. He's went to 45 clubs on trial, sent back, and I'm the only one looking after him. Carry on, Lodgy, son.
Is that true, Dino? 45 clubs?
No,
but still.
It's 47.
47. Well, we're mighty pleased that you've come back here, I tell you, especially if you're going to put in performances like that.
No, I'm just glad to be here, man. I'm enjoying my football, man. So hopefully it keeps going.